Morning Radio Land. We're coming to you live from the Pickup Country 104.9 FM Irvin Studio. This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. How the heck is everybody doing out there? We've had some beautiful weather to enjoy the last few days. It seems like we're on an uptick here, and everybody's enjoying the pretty pre-summer weather that we have going on right now. So I hope you've had the opportunity to get out there. We've got baseball and softball have they're in full swing now, and everybody's going out to the ballparks and having a good time. So hope you are enjoying yourself. I've got some great guests coming on the show today in a few minutes, so I'm a little bit upside down and inside out, and you know how that gets me a little crazy. But I do want to go ahead and start off the show today with little Jenkins twins. If I can get everything set up the way it's supposed to be, I've got a little double shock for you here. This is off of the Jenkins twins new at this point LP that came out, called Jellico, and I'm going to give you a couple shots of it right here off the bat. Let's see, I've just about got everything fired up, and here we go. Little Jenkins twins for you.
Every day seems to get further away, and time don't fly when we're living this way. I got you on my mind, but what can I say? My map for tomorrow leads me back to today. Well, I try to forget you. Oh, goodbye, Jellico. You're sinking in me like a rolling stone. Goodbye, foggy mountain tops. Well, I try to forget you, but you know just what I want. In the rain, late night standing there, forms a silhouette of our memories. Every time I get stuck in my head, the words that you said keep me wondering. Well, I try to forget you. You're sinking in me like a rolling stone. Goodbye, foggy mountain top. Well, I try to forget you, oh yeah, but you know just what I want.
right, that was the Jenkins Twins for you there. Of course, those guys from right here in Estill County, and I definitely love those guys. They're a great bunch of guys, and they're putting out some good music. I look forward to seeing how they develop and move on into the future. Well, let's see. What's been going on in my world here lately? Actually, on Monday, I attended the SOAR conference over in Pikeville, and I had a few people asking me about that, and yes, we were represented. All of our communities here in the listening area seem to be very well represented, even though it was a haul. That drive to Pikeville, especially that early in the morning, is brutal, but still we had a lot of good networking. And I will say, you know, I like to give my honest opinion, and I know it takes a ton of work to put on an event like that, but it seemed like there was a whole lot of telling you kind of what's going on, what are different people doing, and what are some of the good things going on in different places, and there wasn't quite enough of the conversation, at least in my opinion, about, well, what are some of the things that need to be fixed, and how do we fix those? That conversation seemed to be a little lost in the shuffle, I guess, and that kind of bothered me just a little bit. I love the idea behind SOAR and bringing all of the folks in Eastern Kentucky together to, you know, to work together and figure out what is the answer to all of our problems. You know, how do we fix what ails us? But it's we've got to get down to the nitty gritty here and try to figure out what are the big answers, those big overarching problems that we all know exist and don't really have the tools at our disposal in order to fix those problems. So hopefully the wheels don't come flying off of this thing. I know it's in politics, you always have the fear of a new administration completely going a different direction. So I'm hoping that no matter who ends up coming into the governor's office, that that they still have an interest in seeing Eastern Kentucky get everything turned around and moving in the right direction. Because you know what? We're all in this together. Sink or swim, we're all in this together. So there you have it. There's my little two cents in case you were wondering about SOAR. A lot of good people there, a lot of good conversations and networking, catching up with folks who might be 3 or 4 hours away from us, even though we're all in the same region. Yeah, you know, we had a good sandwich. It's just the meat might not have been quite as tender as we'd like. I guess that's a PC way to say that. But it's time to take a quick break here as we move forward. And got to give a shout out to all my sponsors, White House Clinic, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Big E Insurance, and the most recent sponsor for Come On Home, Illumi Studio. So I'll be talking a little bit more about Illumi Studio in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. We're going to go right into another song here a little bit as we get ready to talk to our guests. Let's see. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? It's always good to go with a little Goose. So what do we got here? Let's just take it right back to the beginning. Here is the studio cut. You'll notice it in our theme song. Here is a little off of the album titled the same, Going Home.
Little old log cabin in the mountains high, a big full moon shining in a starry sky. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. In the meadow and an eagle in the sky, happy in my heart with a tear in my eye, 'cause I'm going home. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going home. I'm going home.
You gotta love it. It makes the makes you feel better about yourself and the whole world around you. So I hope you enjoyed that tune. I am joined in the studio now by two very, very lovely ladies, Tanya Isaacs and Lisa Reese from Estill County Schools. How are you all this morning?
Oh, I'm wonderful today. How are you?
Doing good. Ms. Reese is a little nervous this morning. So we're gonna try to go easy on her, and we'll put Tanya on the hot seat first.
You better watch out with us two girls.
Oh, mercy sakes. Okay, well, this time of year, of course, it's a crazy, crazy time when it comes to talking about schools and what have you. So one of the big topics of interest this time of year is testing. So getting right into the meat of it, which I've had different folks on here talking about the importance of different parts of the school experience, including we've touched on testing with a couple different folks and why it's important to be at school and make sure that you're learning everything that you need to learn. But just from a general perspective, why are these tests important?
Well, for one thing, it does tell us what the students have learned. Mm-hmm. The year these usually come back in the fall, the test scores. And so it's very important as a school that we know what our students have learned so that we then can develop maybe a path of remediation or extension depending on what their scores are. So tests are important.
Right. Now, are different age kids, are they being tested in different ways?
Yes. We'll start at the high school. High school just about tests all year long,
right?
To be truthful. They have end of course exams, mm-hmm. which occur at the end of the course. And they also have some different career readiness exams, multiple tests that they give kids to make sure that they're college and career ready.
Mm-hmm.
If we go on down to the middle school, they take K-PREP testing. That's a state test that's pretty much like, you know, what we've been testing for quite a few years. It has short answer, multiple choice, extended response, those types of tests. If you go on down to West Irvin, which is our 3-4-5, they mm-hmm. also take K-PREP, which is the same as the middle school.
Okay.
Now, kindergarten does not take state tests, but they do take the MAP test, just mm-hmm. like all the rest of our students do through ninth grade.
Now, the MAP test, that's one that I've been very indoctrinated about. For those folks, you know, how long has MAP been around, and kind of what is the idea behind that?
Well, I believe it came maybe 10 years ago when Mr. Hensley came to our district as mm-hmm. superintendent. That's one of the things that he implemented. And what it basically does is it's like a ladder. Rungs on a ladder,
mm-hmm.
and from year to year, we can tell if students have made typical growth
right.
in reading and math. And it's really easy for parents to look at it that way if you just make sure that your kids are making those gains, those typical gains.
Right.
It's very easy to communicate, and it's also very important for us to be able to know what instruction that we need to provide our students.
Right. And I will say it's pretty cool because you're getting to see a continuum. We're getting a really weird sound in our
yes.
in our headphones.
I promise I didn't do that.
I'm not sure what that is, but we'll get to the bottom of it. But getting to see not just from the beginning of the year to the end, but over successive years where the growth is, and you'll see, you know, you'll have to understand that, well, my kid did really, really well and made huge strides this year. So then the next time they take it, they're probably not going to meet that next goal that's trying to push them on. But it's as long as you understand that, you know how to deal with it. It's pretty cool.
Yes, because the way the test is set up,
mm-hmm.
You know, it levels you up and down. When you keep answering correctly, then it gets harder.
Right.
If you answer incorrectly, then it gets easier. And what it does, it levels you to see actually where your academic level is.
Okay. Well, we've got some strange things going on, so we're going to take a quick break and try to figure out what's happening, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I'm joined in the studio right now by Tanya Isaacs and Lisa Reese, and we've been talking testing so far. We got some weird things going on. I think we might have a haint in the studio. Maybe a little poltergeist going on. Got weird things just randomly buzzing and bumping and ringing, and yeah, I have no idea where it's coming from, but that's okay. We'll just keep right on rolling here. Okay, so we're talking about the different kinds of tests and what different age students are going through. When it comes right down to it, though, we're talking about adequately assessing student growth and improvement, right?
That's correct.
So that's just, no matter what else you go into, that's the meat of all this.
Yes, and also state-mandated tests also actually judge our schools to mm-hmm. make sure that we are making progress as our district as a whole.
Right.
So that's very, very important to us as well.
So, and which I realize there are benchmarks and those kind of assessment tools, but in the grand scheme here, we're pretty much looking at comparing apples to apples. Have they've come a long way in how
yes.
they do that, right?
Yes, yes. Our state tests are much better than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're still pretty extensive. It takes a great deal of time.
That was the most diplomatic way you could possibly say that. Well, I mean, during this time of year, as far as parents are concerned, what are some of the things that they can do at home to ensure that their students are 100% ready?
Okay, one tip is please don't schedule appointments or trips or other interruptions during the testing window.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you do that, then you have to make up the test, and students normally do not do well on makeups. they do better testing with their peers at the same time.
Hmm.
So we would like you to put those off or work around the testing window.
Right.
Another thing that's very important is we want you to encourage your child not to stress, which is hard for them not to do, actually,
sure.
but to do their best on the test. That's all we ask them to do. And then remind your child the importance of reading directions carefully.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. And not rushing through the test. You know, a lot of kids really just want to get finished, and so they'll just rush through and not read correctly, not go back and reread.
Right.
So we want parents to remind them of that. Also, a good thing to do is have a good night's rest
mm-hmm.
and eat a good breakfast. And then parents should actually discuss with their child the importance of testing,
mm-hmm.
why we test. Because sometimes students do not know that, you know, these tests will impact their future.
Right.
So remind them of that. And then when the tests arrive in the fall, we hope that parents will sit down with their child and go through the report
mm-hmm.
and praise their child for the things that they have done very well. And then talk about some of the things that they can do to perhaps help the child on those things that they maybe need growth in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's it really is. And if you haven't seen any of this stuff, the test reports, you know, they're not really report cards, but the I'm sure there's a term for them, a fancy acronym. It basically shows the growth and the change and all that from 1 year to the next.
Yes.
And not just year to year. You're talking about, you know, multiple times during the year.
Yes. And I would also add, too, if you want to get the testing results,
mm-hmm.
you can go to KDE's website and click on school report cards. You can see our district report card. Also, all of our school report cards, it's very easy to look at. You can find more information than you would ever need or want.
Yes.
But if you're interested in our accountability model or our testing issues then or results,
mm-hmm.
you can get on there and find all the information you want to. Or contact me at central office or the principals. They're very knowledgeable.
Well, which testing is going on right now.
Yes.
So it might be a little tougher than normal
yes.
to get a hold of folks. But
yes.
But they will get back to you.
that's great. Yeah.
And like you said, yeah, it is all that information is out there. Now it takes them a while to get everything compiled and put into the report form, but everything is in there and it's pretty easy to follow.
Yes, it is.
To compare apples to apples.
Yes.
But from a community perspective, it is very important, not just if you have kids at home that are students in our school system, but, you know, grandkids and nieces and nephews and neighbors and whoever else. Make sure to just bring it up. You don't have to harp on it, but just, you know, hey, I hear testing's going on right now. You know, good luck and do really well and, you know, really try to encourage the kids so they know that it is a big deal. But not to stress about it.
That's right. We want all of our kids to be proficient
right.
and college and career ready. And that's our goal. By the time they graduate, we want them to go to college or go into a career and be successful. And then, of course, we like for them to come back here and,
mm-hmm.
You know, work and do well. And that
right.
brings, you know, makes our community as a whole better.
Mm-hmm. Well, very well said. Have we not hit on anything here with testing you want to go into?
Well, I have a lot more to talk about, but I really don't think you have time for that. Miss Reese can't wait to get on the air.
She's just chomping at the bit here, and we're and Tanya, we didn't even. What is your official title?
Well, I'm assistant superintendent, but under that umbrella, I do lots of things. When it comes to testing, I'm the district assessment coordinator.
Okay.
Under me will be the building assessment coordinators,
mm-hmm.
where our usually our counselors in our schools take care of that. So we kind of have our own jobs to do, but. Takes a village to pull all this off.
It really does. And the reason I bring that up, just so everyone knows when they're matching up and when they have questions, to know where those questions need to go. So Tanya's spoken about the three main areas, kind of, that she deals with. Now, sitting next to her and, I mean, basically doing backflips and wanting to talk to you folks out there today. We have Lisa Reese, and Ms. Reese, exactly what is your role in the district?
Yes, I'm the principal at South Urban PK Center, and I also serve as the preschool coordinator for the district.
And if you do not know this lady, she is probably the sweetest human being on the face of the planet.
Don't tell her that.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
She is in a great situation working with some of our youngest students. And we're going to actually be talking a little bit about making sure that those students are ready to become students, right?
Yes, sir. School readiness is very important, Joe. It simply means that each child enters school ready to engage in and benefit from early learning experiences that will best promote student success. And in order for our children to be ready, we must start early.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the community plays an important key in that role of helping our children become school ready.
So, you know, in the grand scheme, how important is it? You know, you think, well, you know, my kid, you know, my kid's 3 and 4, you know, they're just playing, and you know, okay, well, now we're looking at preschool. How ready do you have to be? I mean, come on.
The best way for me to describe it is kindergarten is now the new first grade.
Well, mm-hmm. So what are we? Are we doing our best to catch up with, you know, South Korea? Is that what's going on?
Sounds like it.
So kindergarten is the new first grade. So that means basically what you're telling me is what I learned when I was in kindergarten, I should have already known by now when I was going into kindergarten.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. There's 5 essential domains of early learning.
Mm-hmm.
General knowledge and mathematics, health and physical well-being, self-help skills, language and communication development, and then we have social and emotional development. And of course, all of these are important. And you know, there's various examples that we can share. You know, make sure that your child gets plenty of rest and receives proper medical and dental care,
mm-hmm.
and from following simple directions and routines and being curious and motivated to learn. It's very important when children come to school that they have the ability to focus and to listen. Now when they come in the past, they would come to school to learn their letters and their mm-hmm. sounds.
Oh, yeah, letter people.
I remember
that very well.
That was a thing of the past.
Oh.
Now when they come to school, they need to know their letters and sounds, preferably. So, you know, using 5 and 6 word sentences, being able to recognize simple rhymes, you know, there's just so much that, you know, is involved in school readiness. And we as a school, we're trying our best to get the message out into the community and to share with parents. We do have kindergarten registration scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a student in the community that is kindergarten age that will be 5 years old by October 1st, they are eligible to attend kindergarten. Our registration screening dates, we have 3 dates. Tuesday, May the 26th from 9 to 2. Thursday, May the 28th from 2 to 7. Friday, May the 29th from 9 to 2. These screenings will take place at South Urban PK Center.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a child that is that age and is ready to begin school, call our school at 723-4700 to schedule an appointment.
And where are those dates posted for the folks that are driving right now and can't write it down?
Good question. We have those posted on our website. If you go to www.estel.kyschools.us and pull up South Irvin, we mm-hmm. have those posted on our website, or they're welcome to call our school. We also have flyers in the community, grocery mm-hmm. stores, churches, local doctor's office, and so forth.
Yeah.
But they're welcome to call anytime.
Well, now that you've kind of frightened me, I'm gonna go back and pretend I haven't gone through this. Excuse me already. All right, so my kid's getting ready for kindergarten. They're expected to be able to balance a checkbook and speak 3 languages. I mean, I'm kind of worried about bringing my kid to a kindergarten screening. What are a few of the things that they'll be experiencing when they go to that screening?
When they come for the screening, it will take approximately 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
And we will, of course, check to see if they know their ABCs, their numbers, rhyming words, sounds. We play games and make it try to make it as fun as we can to see where they are. Keep in mind, although these school readiness skills are very important, they are not used to determine school eligibility.
Okay, so, you know, my kid can only speak two languages. You know, she's not going to be kept out of kindergarten.
Absolutely okay. not. All children who meet the legal age requirement are entitled to a public school education.
Right. So that just, it kind of gives you an idea. You're starting what we were talking about with Tanya. You're starting that compare the student's achievement against the student's achievement. So
exactly.
you're starting to form that baseline.
Exactly.
Well, very cool. Now, okay, and another side of that, not another side, but a different realm, I guess, is preschool. So that is kind of a strange critter all to itself that not everybody really understands exactly what's available and all that. Could you speak to that just a little bit?
Sure, I would be happy to. Our preschool qualifications, children who turn 4 years old by August the 1st, and meet income requirements or have a disability or a delay are possibly eligible for preschool. We have completed two screening dates. Our third screening date is scheduled for Monday, July the 20th from 2 to 7 p.m. and that will be at South Irvin PK Center. If you are a community member and have a child that is interested in attending preschool, I encourage you to call 726-3078 and schedule an appointment with Miss Gina for the upcoming screening in July.
Okay, wonderful. And that's I didn't call you out there, did I? I didn't. Okay, good, good, good. That is I guess I'm trying to think back. So yes, our older child was got to enjoy preschool at South Irvin, and that was fabulous. It was a great experience, and I feel like really got her that extra little push to really hit the ground running once she got to kindergarten. I would just say, you know, that's something to consider, especially with as many things that as would help a child now to know, to kind of get ahead of the game. That is something to look into. That would be
yes, it is, and ideally, we hope in the future that preschool will be a universal program, and you know we're hopeful that one day all kids that are of age will be able to participate in preschool, because it certainly does make a difference.
Right, right. Now that how do they pick that date, that August 1st date? Because it just changed recently, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
They pick it out of a hat, right?
Now I'm not sure about that. That's the State Department. And actually, next year, the kindergarten age will change.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I've got a kid that's coming up on this kind of this age range here. So does that mean he's going to have to go to kindergarten twice?
Maybe. We may keep him.
Oh, mercy. Well, you all do a great job at South Irvin. And It's. I will say, and I can say this not because she's in the studio with me, but because of the experience that I've had as a parent, they do a wonderful job at South Irvin, and especially, you know, you're getting these kids used to something they're going to be doing for 13, 14 years, and they do a great job at bringing them into the fold, making them all feel like they're part of one big family. And I give Miss Reese credit. I mean, she definitely has the Bill Beard gift of learning all these kids' names and just pulling them right back off the top of her head at random. I'm very impressed at that.
I appreciate that, Joe. I do love my job. I'm blessed, and I'm blessed with a staff that loves and cares about our students, and we want what's best for them, and we certainly try every day to build a strong foundation for our students.
And that's exactly what it is getting them that footing that they need to go forward and find the right path and be successful. So we do have a great foundation to work from there. And Tanya, going back to you just for a second, from a 30,000-foot level here, I want you to speak from the central office perspective about the importance of the foundation, of getting that early start.
Oh, well, it's the most important thing, really. I mean, it just gets them started on their school career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if students at that level fall behind, it's what we call the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the gap does begin there, kindergarten not being ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us as a district, then we have to make sure that we put things in place to take care of that gap instructionally. So, you know, we want all kindergartners to come out going to first grade, ready for first grade.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that that does not happen sometimes.
Sure.
So as a central office person, we need to make sure that we put resources where they're needed and that we prioritize where we put things. So that's very important.
Well, and you all have, you know, literally, what, 160, 170 people at central office. So,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe, you know we do.
So, you know, you ought to have plenty of folks just to throw at any of these issues.
Oh, yeah. We try our best, Joe. We have a wonderful staff at central office. I'm like Lisa. You know, we wear very, very many hats, but we're all willing to answer questions or do whatever we need to do, and we appreciate you letting us be on this radio show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I appreciate you all being as flexible as you have been with me trying to juggle everything this morning, but we got some great things going on, and it's my pleasure to be able to try to share those great things with everybody in the community. So I love having especially competent and confident ladies like yourselves.
Well, you know, Lisa and I started way back when at West Irvin. She was already teaching, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then I was hired, and we were teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And so from then on, you know, we've been really close. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like there's the beginnings of your own show.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
There you go.
Now, would you be more like Cagney and Lacey or Homer and Henry?
Homer and Henry.
Henry.
You didn't have to think about that.
Oh, mercy. Well, ladies, again, I appreciate you so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Joe.
All righty. Now, get back there and get back on that testing.
Oh, we will.
All righty. You've been listening to Tanya Isaacs and Lisa Reese from Estill County Schools. We're going to take a quick break here and be right back. You're listening to Come On Home.
That wasn't too...
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Ah, those were some nice, nice ladies. I've always had great experiences with them, and it's really nice to have them heading up such important positions in our school district, because, you know, that just reassures you that everything is in good hands. But we've been talking about school here, and here we're, you know, we're in May, which still blows my mind. But, you know, we're talking about, we just had prom, and we're looking at graduation and all that. Well, for all you juniors and junior parents out there, it's time. You got to go ahead and start thinking about all of those senior activities, and a big one there is getting those senior portraits made. And I just want to give you a shout out right now, calling all class of 2016. Illumi Studio is selecting one male and one female student to represent them and enjoy discounts on their senior photo packages. It's time to get ahead of the rush and get that done. You need to go ahead and ask them about the 24 free wallet special during the month of June. Illumi Studio offers on-location photography and original one-of-a-kind images at competitive prices. So you need to contact Lauren today at IllumiStudio@yahoo.com to schedule your photo shoot. Illumi Studio. I've created her jingle, and Lauren is fantastic and didn't cut me because I came up with this. Illumi, it's Illumi Studio. Yeah. So IllumiStudio@yahoo.com. We appreciate Lauren and Illumi Studio, their sponsorship of Come On Home. We definitely could not do this show without our fantastic sponsors. All right, let's get a couple tunes in here before we go to the noon news break. Make sure I've got everything set up the right way. I'm feeling like a little blood, sweat, and tears. I don't know about you, but I guess you're just going to have to roll right along with me. Here's an oldie, and When I Die. Oh,
crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child in a world to carry on, to carry on, yeah.
Well, this old world is going real fast, that's plain for me to see. A deal over here, a deal over there, a deal for you. Sometimes I believe that we forgot why we are here. Still dumb after all these years. Out all night with some good old boys, drinking till the break of dawn. Hit every bar, we missed every car, we wonder how we got home. Stone blind and still drink 10 more beers. Still dumb after all these years. Picking and drinking my beer. Still dumb after all these years.
a button someday and it'll all go kerbang. No more women, no more wives, won't be a dead burn thing. The leaders and eaters and dictator eaters with heads stuck up their ears. Still
dumb.
Finishing up there with a little Goose Creek Symphony, Still Dumb. I can't tell you how much I love the Goose. I so wish that they would that they decide for, I don't know what's holding them back, but I wish they would decide to go on tour again. You know, it was announced that they will not be at Goose on the Lake again this year, and there have been no other tour dates announced, so that really bums me out. You know, there are some other groups that I really enjoy and I'd like to get out and check out over the summer, but it would be really, really great just to be able to go check out the Goose and see what they've still got. Now I know Charlie has and he did this once before. He actually took a hiatus of several years just to go fishing, but you know, I don't know. I guess there's probably some other things going on, and all these guys have lives outside of the band. Of course, it can't pay that much because they don't have that many shows that they actually have ever done. So, you know, but still, I would love to see them get out and tour again, even if this was actually the farewell tour. They've threatened a couple times. I actually went to see them, and they're almost as bad as the Rolling Stones. I actually have a picture of me in front of the sign at the Mountain Arts Center saying, you know, Goose Creek Symphony farewell tour. And, it was a big deal. Everybody was really torn up about it because they had never done that before. And I think they've actually done another farewell tour since then, but you know, whatever works. You know, these guys have made a lot of music over the years and given us a lot to celebrate, so we'll just enjoy what we've been given and give a nice tip of the hat to Charlie and Pearl and Willard and all the guys in the band and wish them well. You know, but hey, if they want to, you know, take the instruments out of mothballs and give it one more whirl, I'd love to welcome them back to Irvin, definitely. Oh, mercy. Well, I tell you, it's just about time for the noon news break, so we're going to listen to all of the goings-on in the region, all the different cool things that are happening, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I've got another guest for you coming up at 12:30, so stick with us. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. It is that time of the show when I get to let you in on a few of the holidays and observances and historic dates and celebrity birthdays and all that fun stuff for this week of May the 13th through May the 19th. So let's get right to it. Okay, today is, and I couldn't find anything on this, but it is a frog jumping day. So the best I can figure out is it's what was that Mark Twain story, the whatever jumping frogs of Calaveras County or something along those lines. I kind of have that in my mind, is somewhere along the way there was a frog jumping competition. That's what I'm going with anyway. That's today, frog jumping day. It's also National Third Shift Workers Day. So for all those folks that are going out and working in the middle of the night, basically, and bless their hearts because they're on the complete opposite schedule from everybody else, and it makes it really tough to be a functioning human being when you're asleep when everybody else is awake and vice versa. So any of those folks you know that happen to be in your life that are third shift workers, make sure to give them an extra thank you because they keep the world moving when everybody else is asleep. Now, a few notes throughout history here. On this day, back in 1930, and I thought this was really interesting, a farmer was killed by hail in Lubbock, Texas, and that was the only known fatality due to hail. I just thought that was really, really interesting. So I feel bad for that farmer, but he's in the history books. I've got proof of it right here. On this day back in 1934, a great storm swept through the U.S. prairies, causing the Great Dust Bowl. So that definitely shaped the future of the U.S. when that happened. On this day back in 1958, the trademark Velcro was registered. So, yeah, Velcro's only been around since 58. Kind of crazy. And then on this day back in 1965, the Rolling Stones recorded Satisfaction, probably the most recognizable guitar riff in history. Pretty cool there. A few birthdays today. Robert Pattinson, so that's Team Edward. He is 29 today. Great, great singer Stevie Wonder is 65. And Hootie-turned-country singer Darius Rucker is 49. Happy birthday to those folks. Moving on to tomorrow, Thursday, May the 14th. It is National Chicken Dance Day. So for all you folks who just love to go to wedding receptions because you get to do the chicken dance, tomorrow is your day. And it is Stars and Stripes Forever Day. I went ahead and included that just because that is the ultimate patriotic song, in my opinion. John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, it just screams America. So a day to honor that song tomorrow. A few history notes here. May 14th, 1878, Vaseline was first sold. That was the registered trademark for petroleum jelly. So Vaseline, been around since 1878. It's weird in the opposite direction from Velcro. On May 14, 1908, the first passenger flight in an airplane took place. So pretty neat there. On May 14, 1983, She Blinded Me With Science by Thomas Dolby was at the top of the charts. yeah, music has changed a little bit. Then on May 14, 1998... the last episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC, and commercials were sold at $2 million for each 30-second spot. So that was basically like the Super Bowl. Moving on to, I got birthdays. If you've ever watched iCarly, the Carly herself, Miranda Cosgrove, turns 21 tomorrow. Facebook giant Mark Zuckerberg turns 30. And the Star Wars man himself, George Lucas, turns 70. So that's all tomorrow. On Friday, May 15th, it is, and this is a direct shout out to Miss Ariel Estes up at Markham and Wallace. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day because she definitely loves cookies. So much so that she kind of smells like them. It's really strange. Friday is also National Pizza Party Day. So if you need a reason, Friday'd be a great day to have a pizza party for your favorite, preferably group of kids, because they'll go nuts. A few historic notes. On May 15, 1905, Las Vegas, Nevada was officially founded. So, yeah, 110 years, and crazy. Then on May 15, 1918, the first airmail postal service began. It ran from New York to Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. So airmail started in 1918. And then on the 15th of May, 1958, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 3. A satellite that scared everybody to death. A few birthdays on Friday. Football great Ray Lewis turns 39. Another football great, Emmitt Smith, turns 45. And a longtime Kansas City Royal and Major League All-Star George Brett turns 61. So happy birthday to them. On Saturday, this is so weird, Mike the Headless Chicken Day. Now, that's Mike, M-I-K-E, not M-I-C, but Mike the Headless Chicken. Evidently, as the story goes, there's this little town in Colorado where a guy was a farmer, was about to cut the head off of a rooster to feed his family, and he cut the rooster's head off. The rooster's name was Mike. Cut the rooster's head off, and the rooster acted like it didn't even care and went back to trying to peck for food. So they made a festival around Mike the Headless Chicken. Fantastic. I love it. And then this is one for Richard Snowden. If you happen to see Richard between now and Saturday, Saturday is National Piercing Day. So I know he's really been thinking about getting his belly button pierced. So Saturday is the day for him to bite the bullet and go through with it. Come on, Snowden. You need to get a belly jewel. Completely made all of that up, but that's okay. Give him a hard time anyway. On May 16th, back in 1861, Kentucky officially proclaimed its neutrality in the Civil War. So half the state wanted to go with the North, half with the South, so they just proclaimed neutral. Didn't stay that way, but they tried. On May 16th, 1869, the Cincinnati Reds, which I think were the Red Stockings when they first started, played their first ever baseball game and won 41-7. High-scoring game. I like that. And then this is just kind of neat. On May 16th, 1971, first-class postage increased. It went from 6 cents for a stamp to 8 cents. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Look at where we are now. But anyhow, a few birthdays. Megan Fox, great actress, is 28. Singer Janet Jackson is 48. And Pierce Brosnan, the great British actor, is 61. So moving on to Sunday, it is Neighbor Day because, you know, everybody needs to give a shout out to their neighbor. If you got good neighbors, if you don't, then, you know, I don't guess you need to talk to them. But if you've got good neighbors, make sure to give them an extra hello on Sunday. Maybe bake them a cake, something really nice. May 17th, 1875 was the first ever Kentucky Derby. And the jockey's name was Oliver Lewis, and he was aboard Aristides. And won in 2 minutes, 37 seconds. Yeah, the record is under 2 minutes. So I guess horses have gotten a little faster. Few birthdays on Sunday. Actor and funny man Bob Saget is 58. Craig Ferguson, 52. And boxer Sugar Ray Leonard turns 58. We're about to wind it up here. On Monday, it's I Love Reese's Day. So, you know, who doesn't love a good Reese cup and Reese's Pieces? I'm all about those too. So a good day to celebrate. On May 18th, 1897, Bram Stoker's Dracula was published. On that day in 1974, number one on the Billboard's charts, Streak by Ray Stevens. Oh yeah, that's a classic, and it's scary that it was actually number one. On May 18th, 2001, Shrek from DreamWorks Pictures debuted in theaters. A few birthdays. Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson, turned 68 on Monday. Funny lady Tina Fey turns 44. And country legend George Strait is 62. And finally, winding it up on Tuesday, got a couple notes. On that day in 1865, President Jefferson Davis was captured by Union cavalry in Georgia. And in 1992, the 27th Amendment was ratified, which prohibited Congress from raising its own salary. They'll figure out another way. Come on. A couple birthdays. NBA star Kevin Garnett, 38. And Archie Manning, the dad of the current Manning football stars, turns 65. So there you go. Some holidays observances, historic dates, and celebrity birthdays for this week. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I am now being joined in the studio by a new face in town that I'm sure we're all going to get to see quite a bit more, Mr. Richard Kinniston. Now, I did say that right.
Yes, you did.
Okay, good deal. He is an attorney at law, and he has just moved to Estill County. Welcome, sir.
Welcome.
we're glad to have you in the studio this morning, and look forward to learning a little bit more about you. So I spilled the beans. You're a lawyer, and so just tell us a little bit about how you got into practicing law.
Well, I think it was probably not my first choice, but
fair enough.
Well, I actually came to this area of the country in 2004, and I've worked over at Appwood Legal Aid in Jackson for the last 9 years, and then I've gone out into private practice, and I'd first originally moved to Somerset, but I've come back here because I like the area here better. I just like the people better, and Irvine is a town that it's always struck me as being a small town, nice people, and I used to live up the way in Powell County, so I'm familiar with the area, familiar with the terrain, actually speak.
Well, good deal. So, you've kind of practiced in a few different sort of specialties, I guess you'd say. What do you like to focus on as far as what are you seeking out?
Well, I do bankruptcies, which is one of my, and various other variations of consumer law. You know, I do sevens and 13s, people to get themselves a little bit of trouble. Bankruptcy a lot of times is a good option out, and I do it for reasonable rates. I don't, but I know that I've been doing that for 10 years in the Eastern District. So, you know, if you get in trouble with your house, car, things of that nature, I'm there to basically try to keep you in that car, keep you in that house. So I do a lot of family law, you know, divorces, custody, that kind of thing. I do housing, that, you know, kinds of, and basically I'm doing, I can do all kind of employment laws, another thing I do. So, all kinds of stripes in this work.
No, definitely. And I guess there are so many different directions that you can pursue.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and to be honest with you, it's like, and also can do wills, trust, deeds, things of that nature. So,
well, good deal. So you're kind of, you're a fairly general sort of attorney.
Absolutely.
So whatever somebody's needing done, then you'll try to figure it out.
You just call it like a military term, general attorney.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit different from attorney general, right?
Absolutely.
So now I didn't do the math while you were talking. About how long have you been practicing?
Actually, I've been doing it for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I did do a corporate counsel spin in Wisconsin before I came down here. So I've been around a while. Not that long. I don't want to say that I'm some old timer.
Sure. Now, and that's really, I was trying to place it because I'm a student of accents. Now, you didn't let on. You had a really good, you know, solid, normal, I don't know what the right word would be, but a pretty straight-laced accent. And then you said Wisconsin. Is that where it comes out?
Yeah, it comes out. You see things like boots and things like that.
Now, you're not, it's different from Minnesota because they've got the whole don't you know thing going on, right?
It's getting there, but not quite as pronounced.
So you grew up in Wisconsin, correct?
No, actually, I grew up in Ohio.
In Ohio, okay.
So I've moved around. I was Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, now Kentucky. So, but I was in Cincinnati. I graduated from high school in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's not, you're okay.
No, I had an older attorney. So when he found out I was from Ohio, he said, "Well, you're not that much of a Yankee."
Well, and that's the funny part about it, because you know, below a certain line in Ohio, pretty much every other person you'll meet, their grandparents moved there from Kentucky or something along those lines. So we've got a lot of reunions that we end up going to the Dayton area and around in there because that's where the kinfolk ended up.
Yeah, a close friend of mine, his parents ran a diner in Butler County for 50 years, and there's a lot of transplanted Kentuckians in Butler County, that whole Middletown, Fairfield kind of area. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, we can't hate on Ohio too much. Now, Indiana, that's a whole different story.
Well, that's actually, when I first moved down here, I had a neighbor say, "I don't like to go to the gorge during the fall because of all the Buckeyes." And I assumed he thought the Buckeyes you step on. No,
oh, sorry. No. That's right. That's just like the Ohio Navy at Lake Cumberland. They've always got these giant boats. And yeah, anyway. But so you say, you know, and I have to agree with you, we do have fairly nice folks around here. But, you know, when you're looking at a map and trying to decide, you know, where you want to put an office, You ended up picking Irvine.
Yeah. It was always a spot I'd wanted to come to. As I said, I was familiar with the court system. I'm familiar with the people down here to some degree. And it's turned out to be a nice fit so far. I've been here, and I'm liking it. So.
Good deal. Now, you have a silent supporter with you. here in the studio. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to make her talk, but you could introduce her if you like.
Well, my office manager, her name's Felicity Stevens, and she's actually the one that really does all the work in the office. I just kind of take all the credit. So.
Oh yeah.
I've had the pleasure to meet and speak with Felicity, and she seems like she's really got everything together.
Right. she puts up with all my idiosyncrasies too.
Sure. Now you're based in Irvine. Where's your all's office?
It's 325 Richmond Road. It's mm-hmm. in the same building with Gay Oliver, who's the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right outside of downtown. So
sure.
Real hop, skip, and a jump.
All right, right. You're easy to find, and I'm sure you'll be, you know, putting a shingle out front and all that. Actually, you've just moved to town in the last couple of weeks, right?
Absolutely, right. So,
one thing about it, and in practicing law, a lot of folks think that, well, at least this was my misconception at one point, that wherever you were, that's where you did all your work. But you have to make a lot of treks around different areas, don't you?
Yeah. Well, when I worked for Apparat, I was in Lee, Owsley, Estill, Powell, Wolf. You know, I get all over the map. So pretty much if you're within like an hour radius of me, I pretty much will, and I know all the judges and the attorneys around here.
Sure.
So it's a matter of, I'm willing to travel. My car has quite a few miles on it.
I'd say it's important to have a reliable vehicle in your line of work, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been looking at cars with high gas mileage lately.
Yeah. I need 80 miles to the gallon, please. Are there any sort of, I don't want to say trends, but anything that might be a little bit different in our neck of the woods or maybe something that people don't know about that they should?
That's a good question. I think you've stumped me with that one. There was a lot of it seemed like a few years ago, a lot of people were having real trouble keeping their houses. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen as much of that lately, but the economy seems to, although it seems to be picking up in some quarters, it hasn't quite tracked its way all the way over here yet.
Right.
But I think one of the things that I always say is that, after practicing in Pulaski County for the last year, it's like the court is not nearly as merely a prohibitive place to go here as it is there. I mean, people weren't quite as uptight. People weren't quite, I hate to use the word, but pretentious.
Yeah.
But I think disputes seem to be solved a little bit more easily over here, but
That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's just. But then again, some people may disagree with that. But.
always. But your feeling is that we play well with others.
Absolutely.
Well, I like to hear that. That's a good thing. We need to put that on a T-shirt or a billboard or something. come on, and not just Estill County, but it's a regional thing, right?
Absolutely.
And I would think probably some of that goes hand in hand with. We're not booming the way that I know, Somerset, they've had so much growth. And so I'd imagine that lends itself to maybe a new set of rich people, I guess you would say, which I guess complicates things a little bit.
Yeah, complication might be the right word for it.
I'm trying to be diplomatic and real at the same time here. But
In Pulaski County, they had, I think, one of the biggest family court dockets in the state, right behind Lexington and Louisville. And I'm not sure why people are having all these marital problems down there, but it's not quite the same here.
See, it's new money.
It's new money, that's right. money can't buy happiness, though,
right? That's right. Okay, we'll have shared custody on the kids, but who gets the houseboat?
that's the important stuff.
That's a huge question we got to get worked out. I'll take you to court over the houseboat. Go ahead and run down the gamut here. If folks, we've already kind of covered that you're a fairly general practicing attorney. You can cover a lot of different needs that folks might have, and you're co-located with Gay Oliver, CPA. What are the other ways folks can get a hold of you?
Well, they can, can I get my phone number out over there? Okay, it's 723-8618. My email is richardgk49@gmail.com. I've got a Facebook page, Law Office of Richard Keniston, so that's pretty much. And you can throw me a message there. So,
well, that's cool. Yeah, and that's especially with the younger set, I guess. That seems to be more the way that I do a lot of business over Facebook. It's really strange, but I guess, you know, that's just what everybody's used to. That's how they talk anymore.
Yeah, you're on Facebook all evening anyway. You might as well do some business.
Yeah, right? Might as well, you know. Well, you know, I need to go ahead and reach out about whatever issue it is that I'm having. So how long is it going to be before the courts start practicing over Facebook?
That's a good question. I, to be honest, the judges that I see, I mean, like, they are not too big on Facebook. Although some of them, I'll be honest, around here, I haven't seen many judges on Facebook, but over in, like, other areas, they are on there. And I imagine that would be problematic after a while, because everybody would want favors with you and all that.
Well, sure. You know? Yeah. And you couldn't post anything, because somebody's going to take it, turn it into a meme, and use it against you.
Right. And the other thing, too, is you have to be careful. Is anymore, there's a lot of discovery issues with Facebook, and that now attorneys are asking people to turn over their whole Facebook files during a dispute.
Wow.
So it's one of those things you have to be careful about, and the courts are sort of going up and down on that. But you end up putting something out there on Facebook, and then you get into a custody battle or something else, and somebody might end up ordering you to turn that over. So
wow. Yeah, so which I guess, you know, friend settings don't, you know, privacy settings on a social network don't hold up in court.
No. I had a case where I was helping a woman sue her employer, actually, and they actually, in the discovery process, it was in federal court, and they asked her to turn over her whole, we printed out her whole Facebook file, and I objected to it. We got it, luckily, not turned over. Mm-hmm. But we were going through this voluminous matter of materials in the Facebook, and some of the stuff in there, let's say, she wouldn't have wanted anybody else to see, let alone her former employer.
I'd imagine. Oh man, that's kind of scary right there.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where everybody thinks that that's kind of private, or, you know, you keep people out, and one of these days maybe some court will come down with a decision, nope, not all of that is discoverable, and then your entire life is right there. So
right. Well, that's true. And I've actually counseled a few people on, okay, you're looking for a job, you might want to go to your Facebook profile and change some things.
Right.
You know, you can't go out and be, you know, party time all the time and expect an employer to take you seriously. So yeah, but that's a whole different world right there. That's woo.
Yeah, it's like the employers can look at your credit reports, now they can look at your Facebook, you know, yeah, Twitter, whatever else.
And know. I'm not gonna lie, I've done that before with interviewing folks for even, you know, not just employment, but different, you know, looking for appointments on different boards and what have you. Yeah, I mean, I'll creep on somebody. You know, I mean, honestly, I look them up on Facebook, and I'll look and see if they have a LinkedIn. And do they have any of those professional connections and all those kind of things? And it does. It probably shouldn't, but it affects your decision.
Yeah, you almost, like, people will start posing on Facebook, like they'll write, they'll have a whole different alternative. You know, like, tonight I sat and drank milk and played with the kids all night. And then
but then you got to be careful and not to look too fake,
right?
You know, yeah. So you got to stumble every now and then just to look like you're a real person.
Yeah.
That's messed up. You've completely altered my outlook on life now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, one thing, you can print out your Facebook profile, go through it and think, wonder if I'd want anybody else to read this ever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
Well, and that's kind of what I've told teenagers that I've worked with, and saying, you know, don't put anything on your Facebook that you wouldn't be okay with having on the front page of the paper.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And of course, teenagers listen all the time.
Of course, too. Every one of them has done exactly as I said.
Yeah.
So do you want to just you want to throw out any dirt on any folks that you've picked up over the years?
Well, I'll be perfectly frank. I've only been in town a couple of years. I don't want to run out of town right away. So
well, well, we've got folks you know, in quite a good radius that listen regularly. So, you know, if you've got any dirt on Powell County folks, or even over, you know, Breathitt County, anything you'd like to share to get us some juicy ratings, feel free.
I'll decline it this time, but.
I may have to throw myself on the mercy of the court here, but we'll go ahead and go through all your contacts again to let folks know how to get a hold of you.
Okay, so law offices of Richard Kennison. My phone number, or our phone number you can reach at, is 606-723-8618. I've got a Facebook page, Law Offices of Richard Kennison, and my email is richardgk49@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And he's right over here on Richmond Road and right on the grade across from the slough, if you want to go in local terms. And our newest member of the Estill County Chamber of Commerce, we're just really tickled to have you in town, and we look forward to having you here for a long time.
Absolutely. And I'll point out again a shout out to Felicity Stevens, who's in my office. So.
And Felicity's done very well containing her delight of being in here in the studio. So now she's an outstanding lady and really fun to talk to. So hopefully when you talk to her, it's under circumstances where you can enjoy her bubbly personality, and she doesn't have to be all somber because you have a real issue that you have to deal with. But I'm sure she equally handles both of those professionally as always. So but I do appreciate you all not only being here and being here to serve Estill County, but to come in and let all the folks out there listening know that you're in town and everything that you can do for them.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, well, this has been Richard Kinniston and Felicity Stevens in spirit, letting you know about the new law office right here in Estill County. We're going to take a quick break and come back to close down the show. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Another big shout out there to Richard Kinniston and Felicity Stevens. They seem like very, very nice people, and we're tickled to death to have them here in Estill County. Oh, there's just good stuff cracking all the time. I got to give another big shout out to the sponsors of Come On Home. We've got Big E Insurance, White House Clinics, Citizens Guarantee Bank, and of course, Illumi Studio. Again, she's looking for one male and one female student to represent her studio for the upcoming year. So there's some discounts you can get on your senior portraits there. And the email is Illumi Studio, Illumi. It's Illumi Studio at yahoo.com. So make sure to give Lauren a shout out. Tell her that you heard about her studio on Come On Home. All right, we're about to close out the show here, and I'm having a little hankering for a little bit more Jenkins Twins. That's what I'm feeling right now. So and this, I always dedicate this song to the Estill Action Group, the Actioneers, because actually I went down and checked out, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, checked out our community garden plot is a partnership between, of course, the Actioneers working on it, and Cooperative Extension, and the City of Irvine, IMU. So, gonna have some garden spot there on some land that would otherwise not be used. It's public land, so a really cool thing there, and something that got going by the Estill Action Group. So, right along those lines, I've got a Jenkins Twins tune for you here. Here is, again, off of Jellicoe, their recently released LP. This is called Plant a Whole New World.
What I see through my own two eyes are a bunch of little things that they try to bear. All my life I've never been told how to go about the things, love and the things I know. One step in and one step out and you're on your own. In a blink of an eye you'll be knocking on your own door. Break the future. Spread it evenly, and I'd plant a whole new world. We'll never get to see the changes that need to be, 'cause everyone comes and everyone leaves. Trees still growing, cities still fall, everyone out here is oblivious to it all. One step in and one step out, and you're on your own. In a blink of an eye, you'll be knocking on your own door. Break the future's vision. I'll climb this mountain on my own. If it was up to me, well, I'd spread it evenly, and I'd plant a whole step in and one step out, and you're on your own. In a blink of an eye, you'll be knocking on your own door. Break the future's vision. I'll climb this mountain on my own. If it was up, I'd spread it even, and I'd plan a whole new world. Well, I'd plan a whole new world.
Ah, yeah, the Jenkins Twins, Plant a Whole New World. I love that song, and pretty much every song that they've got on the on that album is fantastic. Let's see. I think I got time for us to sneak in one more here. What do we want to do? Here's a little shout out to my good buddy Chris Chaney. He's always been a big Old Crow Medicine Show fan, and here's his favorite, Big Time in the Jungle.
Down in Utah, Alabama, in 1965, a young man about 21, no different than you or I, he's catching catfish and getting drunk. But Uncle Sam called, he called him up, send him out to Vietnam. That young man got his life turned upside down, turned his smile into a frown, robbed that king of his crown for an ideal he didn't even know about. He was gambling at the wagon when that army man showed up, and he flashed that pen and paper, and old Fluky, he signed up. It's gonna be a big time in the jungle, gonna be a firefight, gonna be a rumble, send me out to Vietnam. I'll fight 10 men. I got nothing left in the States for me. I wanna see the world, you see. I know that Uncle Sam needs me to fight for an idea I know nothing about. Dusty, and the drill sergeant was loud, and he could not see the corpses for the raging dust cloud. Grab your duffel bags, head to the checkpoint. Welcome to Vietnam, boys, you're in for a hell of a fight. Take it from the ones who know, the army moves slow. Hurry up and wait, don't sleep late. Learn to hate your brother before you hate your foe. On patrol out in the rice fields, them choppers flew low, glancing up for the hand signal to tell you where to go. Then the bombs started falling, and they pounded his brain, and he thought about Utah, and who was to blame for sending him to Vietnam.
right, that was a little Old Crow Medicine Show, Big Time in the Jungle. And we have just about gotten to the end of this week's Come On Home. I have to say another huge thank you to my guest today. Of course, I had Tanya Issa Reese talk to testing and prepper the kids as they get ready to go into school. They did a great job. And then I had a new face in town, Mr. Richard Kenniston, and his office manager, Felicity Stevens, and they're really fun people. I really like them, and glad to have them here in the community. So it's almost summertime out there. It's really heating up, so I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you same time, same place when it comes back around. It's Wednesday. For me, I'm out of here, and in the coming week, please be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. Have a good one, everybody.
Life be so cold, where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not a love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again, and I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been. And I'll start my life anew some sweet day, singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing me the way.